This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A story now that's a little bit real estate, a little bit supply and demand, and a little bit tetrahydrocannabinol, THC in clinical terms, pot, marijuana in the vernacular. Jeff Sessions, as I said, the nominee to be Attorney General for President Trump, said when asked at his confirmation hearing today about recreational marijuana use, he said he would never agree not to enforce federal laws, drug laws in particular. But in a not small and growing number of states, including California, recreational marijuana use is legal. That said, legal does not always mean readily available. And as always in business and economics, you got to be aware of the unintended consequences. From KQED in San Francisco, Sam Harnett has the story.
Sure, it's legal to smoke marijuana in California. But if you're trying to find a place to sell it, good luck, says Aaron Herzberg, partner of a Southern California real estate firm.
It's a needle in the haystack.
In places like the city of San Jose, local governments have banned the sale of recreational marijuana. Other cities say marijuana businesses must be a certain distance from schools and community centers. Herzberg says that's making prices skyrocket.
We own a dispensary in the city of Santa Ana, and in order to buy that building, we paid close to double market value.
In other states that have legalized recreational marijuana, real estate analysts have noted widespread impacts, like falling warehouse vacancy rates in Colorado or an uptick in commercial prices in Southern Oregon. In California, the rising demand and prices of real estate have so far been more localized, but also dramatic.
It really took off quickly.
Aaron Johnson is a real estate lawyer in Monterey County, a big agricultural region. The county government is allowing certain old greenhouses to be used for marijuana cultivation.
Literally within a period of 2 weeks, I saw the prices go from $50,000 an acre for undeveloped industrial land to about $300,000 an acre.
When it comes to places for selling marijuana, there are many factors that have made real estate prices rise. You can see all those forces at work in a city like San Francisco, where Al Shawa runs a medical marijuana dispensary.
You'll walk in and you will have a huge display for people to look at what we're selling.
Shawa's dispensary is 4,000 square feet. Any commercial space that big will cost you. This is San Francisco. And Shawa's place is also far enough away from schools to qualify for a permit to sell cannabis. Shawa says he only got into the marijuana business after discovering his building just happened to meet the requirements. He used to sell clothing.
I was a retailer. I wasn't even smoking it when I was young.
Now in his old clothing store, Shawa has a booming medical marijuana business.
We started with 13 products. Now we have over 300.
Hundreds of products. This is another reason for increasing pressure on commercial marijuana real estate. Cannabis is more commodified than ever. Retailers need lots of space to market their growing number of products. Andrew Hopkins is a sales associate at Shawa's dispensary.
We have all of our buds on display right in the middle. White caps are going to be sativa, more of the peppy kind.
There is lots of stuff to sell. Now, this whole jump in real estate prices is anticipatory, given how much money there is to be made in the marijuana business. The research firm ArcView Group estimates California's cannabis industry could grow to $6.5 billion by 2020, making California by far the largest market for legal marijuana in the world. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.